it's very relevant and impact is huge. We know that the main trafficking routes are following the regular migration routes. We know that migrants are becoming the first victims of criminals, human trafficking. We can call them slave traders of the 21st century. We know that thousands of men, women, children disappearing from refugee camps in Europe and other parts of the world, and most likely they're becoming victims of criminals. We also have a positive experience of international cooperation on the basis of the Palermo Convention, the protocol on smuggling of migrants and human trafficking that helped to dismantle networks of criminals. But we need to do more, much more need to be done. For that we need better, more close international cooperation.
What are the big issues are facing a UN Odyssey in 2017?
We have many challenges and we have a lot of tasks. In addition to human trafficking and smuggling of migrants, I would put it as, and probably I would put it in the first place, prevention and suppression of acts of terrorism and violent extremism. That is very important as we observe this nexus between terrorism and transnational organized crime. And we need to find ways how to engage member states in more meaningful cooperation in addressing these challenges of links and nexus when illicit money from illicit drug trafficking, cultural property theft, and human trafficking are being used to support violent extremism and terrorism. Next year, in March, there will be a crucial meeting of the Commission on Narcotic Drugs in March, which actually will be the 60th session of the Commission on Narcotic Drugs. Of course, there are many other priorities related to the implementation of SDGs, and we fully realize that we can achieve better results only through cooperation and coordination with other UN entities, agencies, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve. Anti-corruption is closely related to SDGs, and next year, another conference of state parties of the UN Convention Against Corruption will be held, and we expect that by this conference, the international regime of preventing and suppressing corruption will be strengthened through the review mechanism, which is quite positive and effective, and I hope it will continue for the benefits of member states, for the benefits of the implementation of SDGs.
What kind of international support do you need most to tackle the challenges you face next year?
We need solidarity, we need understanding, we need moral support, but mostly we need financial support. UNODC depends on voluntary contributions. 93% of our budget are voluntary contributions from member states. We need indeed this support from member states.